Okay. Okay. I'm very glad that I was able to get you back. Okay.
Of course. I always keep my word.
Yeah, we're at Taurus. So.
Yes, we are. Okay. Go ahead. And this is the last long one and then a few quick questions after.
Sure.
Right?
Yes. You will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. So this statement needs to be rated if it is convincing to vote against or not convincing to vote against.
It's somewhat convincing to not vote for it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. This proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
I believe that that's very convincing, since that was one of my things, traffic, to vote no on this.
Thank you. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets.
Whoever created this is right up my alley. Somewhat convincing to not vote for that.
Thank you. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
Very convincing to vote no.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote no against this referendum.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
So let me analyze that in my head. You know, it's not a good policy to ever say never. Because one of the things that I love, and I've been blessed in my life a little bit about this, is that I may have an opinion, and if someone can convince me where I can ask my typical Taurus 1,000,000 questions and I actually get an answer, then I could be convinced. Saying all of that, I don't think that that's going to happen, so I'm not going to change my mind. It's a definite no.
Okay. Thank you. So, as I promised, pretty much we're about to finish. You now will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only.
Sure.
And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or somebody else?
100% Donald Trump.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
I'm a conservative. I don't even have to tell you this, but I have a few liberal leanings. They're not crazy radical ones, but in other words, I don't know how to explain it. If someone has a preference they wish to marry, I think, you know, let them live and be well and do what they want on that, you know, but I'm conservative for 99%.
Okay, so in this case, actually, I was about to ask you if you will consider yourself very conservative or somewhat conservative.
Somewhat, that's hard. I wish they would define conservative. Let me just think a minute. Am I very conservative? I've got an open mind. I'll say somewhat conservative.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I completed my bachelor's degree.
Okay. Of 4 years, right?
Dean's list, yes.
Okay, perfect. That was the last question. With that, we conclude our survey. And thank you very much for all your time and your participation. It was truly amazing to talk to you today.
And I feel the same way, Mary. And let me give you a tip. Take this from someone who has been the top producer in my career for over 40 years. You do an exemplary job. I say that from my heart. Why? Because after every question, you say thank you. You're so polite. You sound caring. You're not rushed. You're friendly. And most important, and you should always remember this wherever you go in your life, okay? Always put your feet into somebody else's shoes. So while you call the next person, you need to be that next person. You're calling yourself. So that's how you know that what you would expect from somebody calling you, now you're the same person as the one you're calling. So that's very, very important to put your feet in somebody else's shoes. That's all
thank
I wanted to
much.
Say.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. And actually something that I try to do every day for everything, you know, so I can be something better, you know, for people. So,
well, it sounds like you had a very good upbringing, and I give an applause and kudos to your parents because they did an exemplary job.
Thank you very much.
Okay, dear. Good luck to you, and I hope you get, everybody to answer your questions. I think it's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.